Hey everyone, welcome in to a weekend special here on the KE Report. In this weekend special, we are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines traded on the TSX and the NYSE under the symbol FURY. I have a team from Fury Gold Mines joining me, Mike Timmins, CEO, and Ivan Bebek, the chairman. Now guys, I wanted to follow up on news that came out on Thursday outlining some initial targets for this 50,000 meter exploration program at the Eau Claire project in Quebec. Now the initial focus here is on this potential 1 kilometer plunge extension on the actual deposit. Now just to bring everybody up to speed, the deposit sits at already 1.3 million ounces at a high grade, right around 6.5 grams per ton. Mike, I want to get your initial comments here regarding these targets, this 1 kilometer depth plunge from the already known Eau Claire deposit. Please give us some more color here.
Thanks for having us, Corey. So the exciting news out provides kind of the next level of detail as we kind of unveil the targets and opportunities that we have at Eau Claire, as you've pointed out. The exploration is focused on that 1 kilometer down plunge extension that you spoke about. The first rig is scheduled to start next week. The second rig will come a couple of weeks after that to start really going down and target some of those bigger step outs that you saw, you know, the target A, target B, target C down plunge that you saw in the press release. And as we said previously, our first look at the targeting really supports the thesis that Eau Claire represents a meaningfully better opportunity for growth than was previously thought or previously been identified. We inherited a considerable amount of high quality drilling at the deposit, high grade, 60% of it is in measured and indicated, and the mineralization is open. So when you start there and start the step out targeting, we're really showing in the press release, you know, very strong supported targets with geophysics, favorable structures that have been imaged another 800 meters east of the limits. And that's kind of what you're seeing there. That together with some of the geochemical data that was unused previously really, you know, formed the basis of that targeting going forward and really the continuation of the Eau Claire structure to the east, which is significant. It's almost game changing. With respect to scale and how we're looking at development of the deposit. We're also excited to discover new targets, you know, using the tools that we've developed, you know, and looking for similar structural geometries, repeating patterns through this deposit trend, and certainly regionally as we start to build out our large land position. My goal is pretty clear, and it's to double the resource at Eau Claire, rescale the whole project, and outline 150 to 200,000 ounce mine scenario. So incredible growth potential, significant value to be surfaced in the East Main assets, most of which was completely missed by the market.
So is it fair to say that this drill program, first and foremost, this 1 kilometer down plunge extension, and even the comment that was made, the 7 kilometer trend of untested targets, this is really looking to show the overall scale, as you said, get up to over 2 million ounces, but overall, these are some near-term and what could be fairly quick to add to ounces if you do make some of these continued discoveries.
That's exactly right. So it's what we would call time value drilling, right? The sooner we step out and the sooner we know the scale of what we could potentially be building here, the more valuable that is for everybody.
Now, this initial program that is testing this 1 kilometer down plunge, it's about 10 to 12,000 meters. And as you mentioned, the drill will be on site, I believe it's next week. What can you give us in terms of additional information on these different target areas down plunge? There are 3 different target areas that you outlined in the news release.
They're all going to be fairly similar. If you look at the Eau Claire deposit, there is a periodicity to the higher grade pods. And so, you know, it's simple. It's a simple model of structural geology and these repeating patterns going to depth. So I think that you're going to see the, you know, gold in narrow quartz vein together with some of the gold in alteration coming in from a secondary shear. So it's the same kind of shear model hosted as Eau Claire going down to depth. So they're all going to be similar styles of mineralization, just in a different spatial setting offset from one another. So it'll be, basically deeper drilling to get them. And then, you know, to some extent, you know, do they daylight back up dip to surface? And that's still, there's no drilling in those areas. We have to investigate that.
Okay, now that's key right there, right? Because as much as is known about the Eau Claire deposit, the exploration that you guys are undertaking at Fury, this is true exploration, right? You're not going out there and just twinning old holes. You guys are looking for true extensions.
It's full expansion. That's correct.
Okay. One other quick comment that I want you to add to was another news release that talked about another member added to the team, a new CFO. The CFO is coming over from Goldcorp. How is the addition of the team and the building of the team also playing into the story?
Again, Corey, you know, this is all by design, right? The Fury is a new company. We have the opportunity to kind of reset certain things, come in with other ideas and new interesting ways of approaching things. The top three people of the company are from Newmont, Goldcorp, and myself at Agnico, right? So it's a group of professionals that have essentially come, down cap to assemble a portfolio of, scalable, high-quality projects and advance them towards production, right? And it's the skills and the experience and the know-how gain working at these bigger companies that really allows us to kind of think big. You have to have big plans, big vision, and with that obviously come big share prices. So that's, we're comfortable with aggressive growth and we're comfortable with the high cadence of spending and investment that's going to go to, if you really want to convince people that you genuinely want to grow a company.
Now, Ivan, let's bring you in here, and I want to talk a bit more about the trading in the stock and the broad positioning of shareholders in this company. Now, obviously, when you go through a company combination, there are shareholders that are focused on different aspects of the overall company. What insights can you give us on shareholders and the overall trading pattern so far now that Fury is trading?
Sure. Thanks. Great to be back. Well, first of all, we didn't anticipate the kind of performance we've seen so far. We think there's a massive disconnect from the value of the company as is and for the projected value that we're going to create here going forward by the team of committed professionals that you're listening and talking to in terms of Mike and the team around him. I'd say most in part of why has it traded this way. If people are looking for some closure in that sense, this is a very emotional week ahead of the U.S. election. I'd like to say this is where opportunity lies. I know a lot of people are waiting on the sidelines until they see resolve of the election, but I disagree with the patience there because I think that the gold case was made long before this election. It's been in the making for about a decade. The macroeconomic picture has been very strong, and I think we're going to go to much higher gold prices through the election, regardless of who wins the presidency. You're either going to have really good gold prices or spectacular gold prices going forward. That being said, being upset or not agreeing with your share price is one thing, but doing something about it is something we're very good at. And then that's something we bring over from the Orin side. Beacon's put out a $5 buy target on our company. I think that's a very good initial target. I think we can do much better than that with what we're going to achieve here based on a lot of the things you just talked to Mike about. I think if we get through this targeting that we've just identified and more that's coming later this month, we'll blow through that number. And that's certainly going to be our goal in the next 6 months. Beacon knows us well. They knew us well on the Orin side. They knew us well on Caden and Keegan before that. And we've met all the targets they put on all our companies. So we do have the ingredients. We do have the team to do it. Emotional markets cause people to be emotional. And I've heard of a lot of people selling shares because the stock is down or they're upset about the ratio of what they received or whatnot. It's the worst way to treat an investment is with emotion. And, I'm not happy either that the share price is down. However, fundamentally, we've gone the exact opposite direction. The fundamentals are incredible. We're starting a 50,000-meter drill program. We have $20 million approximately cash in the treasury. And we have a lot more opportunities than we're advertising across the portfolio. And I think the next 6 months is going to be incredible for shareholders in Fury. I think a lot of you who are having a hard time with the initial valuation need to take a back seat. Let us go drill some holes and show you how big this thing is going to get and how good it's going to get. And then let us remind you of what's going to happen in Q1 and Q2 when we go and get ready to go drill Committee Bay and Homestake. This is going to be an incredible start to a company. And I think, again, I reiterate this, our goal is to blow through that $5 target by Beacon in the next 6 months. So very exciting time for us.
One thing to also consider is that most other stocks, especially precious metal stocks, have traded relatively low volumes. We've seen almost a collapse in volume in terms of GDX, GDXJ. Fury has actually traded relatively higher volume. So it is showing a churn in terms of investors exiting and also getting into the story. Any further comments on that, Ivan?
Sure. Our share structure is getting better every day because the people who are buying all the shares are people that believe in what Fury is going to be. They believe in the plan that we've set forward, right? And we're going to keep buying everybody's shares. A lot of insiders are buying. I'm buying. Michael Timmins is buying. Our CFO is buying. We're all buying shares here. You know, the opportunity is very obvious. Every day, there's volume on the share price. New, more Fury-focused shareholders are buying shares. So I think that will attribute to a performing share price that we've been known to create in the past. And the only difference here is, you know, much like when Orin was a dollar Canadian per share in the spring of this year, we went to 355 by June. You know, that was a remarkable performance. We were really excited and speculating on the catalyst of the splitting of the companies. This time, there's a lot more behind the catalyst. It's the catalyst of additional gold being discovered across three different projects and continuous drill results for the next 14 months. That's a spectacular catalyst that's not only going to take us to that performing share price that I believe where I'm alluding to, but it's also going to give us the chance to perform much higher and sustain that growth going forward to achieve our plans going forward. So again, I do reiterate, the share structure is getting better every day. Some great shareholders buying shares. You know, anyone who's upset and selling their shares, think about the fundamentals, think about what's going on, think about the price of gold. This company will turn around in its share price sooner than later and look forward to a performing company with a lot of gold being discovered.
In all fairness, drilling, exploration is truly what can drive these stocks, whether it's a good market or a bad market. So 50,000 meter program that is funded, that is, well, it's going to be interesting to follow along with. Mike, let's bring you back on here just for a little summary in terms of what shareholders can expect in terms of news, in terms of catalysts coming out of the company.
I'll just basically follow on with what Ivan has said. So it's one thing to see upside, Corey. It's another thing to be drilling it, right? Next week, we kick off an 80,000-meter campaign and continuous exploration activity. We're going to start with Eau Claire, 50,000 meters, as you pointed out, expansion drilling. Then the balance out to the, you know, to the end of the year at Homestead Ridge and Committee Bay next summer. Once we start, there is no stopping. And as I've said, Eau Claire, you know, the potential there continues to get better every day. The fundamentals, you know, Eau Claire helps the fundamentals of Fury improve better every day. That is the impact of this, what this project can do for us as an investment rationale. And let's not forget about Committee Bay, right? I mean, owning a mining stock should come with some type of sizzle of a new major discovery, right? And Committee Bay does that for us. The team took the COVID break this year, reprocessed data, and they believe that they've taken the final step in fingerprinting the Three Bluffs high-grade signature. We've applied that to the 300-kilometer belt and come up with a nice targeting suite for next summer. We're going to go out. We're going to be selective. We're going to conduct the most impactful, 10 to 15,000 meter program that this project has ever seen, shoot for a new discovery. And at the same time, there may be an opportunity to expand the 1.2 million ounces at 7.5 grams per ton that we have at Three Bluffs already. So exciting stuff all around. Interested gold investors should be positioned in the stock that offers a tier one management team, high quality assets, and a funded and compelling plan to grow the company. Right. These are the ingredients that Ivan talked about at the beginning. I can tell you that current shareholders of Fury are well positioned, and they continue to improve that positioning by supporting us in the market.
All right. Well, guys, this is going to be exciting to follow along with. I look forward to the drills first and foremost getting on the Eau Claire site and seeing what some of these drill results yield. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. And in the meantime, any more news that hits the market, I will be bringing these guys back on to continue to develop this Fury Gold Mine story. Guys, appreciate your time on this weekend. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Corey.